You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. We're recording this from inside the Baptist building. We have a live studio audience for this broadcast. In the past, we've been talking to movie actors related to courageous pastors, denominational leaders. Today, we'll be hearing from some of our own people within the BGCO about how we can effectively minister outside the walls of our church to the people of Oklahoma. Joining me first is Jeremy Davis, who is the BGCO's Family and Men's Ministry Assistant. Jeremy, welcome to the broadcast.
Good to be here, Brian.
Now, tell us in a nutshell about your work here.
Basically, what I do is help plan and oversee events for family and men's ministry, and help provide resources for the churches.
That's great. Now, tell us a little about your testimony. When did you first trust Christ? What was that like? What has it meant?
I was raised in a Christian home, and when I was eight, I made a profession of faith. Thought I was saved as a kid, and I just recently have come to realize that I was trusting in the things that in walking the aisle and in repeating a prayer, I wasn't trusting in Christ and what He had done for me on the cross. And just recently, fell under a lot of conviction and realized that I had never truly been saved and never truly trusted in Christ. And so I finally got to pin that down. And I got to trust in Christ and what He had done for me on the cross, and realize that it's only through Him that I'm made righteous, and only through Him that I'm redeemed.
Amen. That's wonderful. Today, when you see people come to the Lord, how does that make you feel? What are your reactions and emotions?
That's always just a great joy, especially if it's someone that you're close to, a friend or family or someone you've gotten to pray for or help disciple.
Outstanding. Now, I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about the work of Oklahoma Baptists. From your ministry area and your time here and work in your church, what area do you see that Oklahoma Baptists are effective in reaching people for Christ?
I think one of our most effective areas is providing events or conferences or camps that are Christ-centered and of great quality, and also providing resources. Up on my floor, it's not uncommon to have a pastor or a church staff member from a small church walk in and need resources. They need Sunday school outlines or something, and without fail, we always have something to provide them.
And your department specifically has a conference coming up for men. Could you briefly mention that?
We have our Men's Rewired Retreat coming up April 27th and 28th. We have Coach Tommy Bowden going to be there, and Dr. Richard Land. We have a special guest, Kenny Luck, going to be there. And it's a men's experience that every man needs to experience, and they need to bring their sons if they have one.
Great. I couldn't resist a little plug. Now, what ways do you see that we could be more effective as Baptists in reaching outside the walls to our communities?
I think a big thing is as we go out into our communities, just separating ourselves from the world and making a statement that we stand for Christ and showing that there's a difference between the way the world lives and the way that we live.
So you want us to be distinct, people to notice a difference?
Absolutely.
In our life and testimony. Excellent. And are there any spiritual needs you've seen, particularly in Oklahoma, that are very pressing?
Yeah, being in the family ministry, you see a lot of broken homes. I think we're in desperate need of moms and dads who are focused on Christ, because that has such a huge impact on the children and their spiritual needs growing up in the home.
Agreed. And it seems like today's world is just bombarding families to pull us away. Yep. And distract from what God's called us to do. Now, finally, I wanted to ask, is there a key verse that's meant a lot to you in your household, something where God's spoken to you?
Psalms 144:1 says, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trained my hands for war, my fingers for battle." And I think about the trials and the day-to-day battles that we face as Christians. And I just think about, you know, knowing that the Lord is your rock and that that's who you stand on. And that whatever you're going through, He's already prepared you and He's already trained you for that.
Amen. Well, Jeremy Davis, thank you for joining us on this segment of Messenger Insight and for your work. I pray blessings to you, and thanks again, brother.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And we're back. Next, we'll be talking to the BGCO's Marta Elisa Caceres, who is Robert Haskins School of Leadership Director. Marta Elisa, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thank you for having me.
Now, could you tell us a bit about the Robert Haskins School of Leadership in case we are not already familiar?
We are trying to train leaders of the churches, pastors, and church planters for them to get education. Sometimes they cannot go to a seminary, and now, thanks to Golden Gate Baptist Theological Seminary, they are having a program that called CLD that we can provide education for our people around the United States.
It's a fantastic program, and you do great work. Now, I've heard your entire testimony, which is incredible, but briefly, could you tell us how you came to Christ and what He's done in your life?
When I grew up in a Christian home, my dad was a pastor for 37 years, but I thought because of that, I was saved. I was 8 years old when a preacher came to our church, and he preached about God doesn't have grandchildren. So I thought, if I haven't had a relationship with Jesus Christ directly, so I'm considering myself as a grandchild. So I decided to receive Jesus Christ right then. But when I was 17, I thought something is missing in my life. I have Jesus Christ in my life, but still who is governing my life is myself. So I have to let Jesus be the Lord of my life. So after a WMU meeting, the person who was teaching the lesson said, "You know what? We had to put Jesus Christ in first place in our lives." In that meeting, I decided to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life.
Wow. What a powerful testimony and a thought to ponder, becoming a child of God. Now, with accepting Christ at that age, you must have some remembrance of what it was like to be lost. And does that affect any of your work? And what are your thoughts on compassion and reaching people for Christ?
I remember once we were in Mexico, and I was about to eat a snow cone. And right there was a little girl looking at me like asking me for a little bit of a snow cone. So I looked at her. I was about to take the first bite, and I couldn't take it because I thought how many snow cones I had eaten in my home. And right here, this little girl needs something. So that make me think in so many people around us that are like this little girl, that they are hungry for God's word, and we have it, and we are not sharing it with them. So I decided, whenever I have the chance, I'm going to share Jesus Christ with anybody. It doesn't matter. Sometimes it's really hard.
That's wonderful. Wow. Well, thinking about Oklahoma, what are some specific needs you've seen and people you've run into and needs that might need to be met?
Sometimes we see people and we don't know their needs. sometimes could be they are feel lost because they came from another country. And we are afraid to approach them and ask them for their needs. Sometimes we think we just have to share Jesus using the Bible. But sometimes you have just have to hug them and let them know you love them because Jesus Christ loved them.
What is a Bible verse that means a lot to you, Marta Elisa?
But me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen. Well, I hear in your voice your heart for all people and reaching them for Christ, and we just want to pray your pray blessings upon you for your work here and the excellent things you do in the Robert Haskins School of Leadership, and thank you for coming on the broadcast and really sharing your heart and testimony.
Thank you very much.
Blessings. We just heard a wonderful testimony and a wonderful encouragement as well from Brother Jeremy about events and happening in Oklahoma. I'm now pleased to introduce Rob Miller, who is Print Communications Specialist with the BGCO. He's an ordained minister, been on numerous mission trips, and had a heavy impact in Oklahoma. Rob, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thanks, Brian.
Now, how many years have you been with the BGCO?
It's 12 years this past month, 13th of this month, it was 12 years.
That's wonderful. And how many years have you been a Christian?
That would give away my age. I'd rather tell you I was 7 when I accepted Christ.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Amen to that. Regarding your testimony, how did that come about?
I am... I think pretty typical for a lot of us, I have an incredible Christian heritage. It's something that I've grown to appreciate as I've gotten older. When I was a teenager, I didn't appreciate it so much because I had parents that made me go all the time. But I can't ever remember a time not having been exposed to the truth of the Word of God and that Jesus loves me. And I accepted Christ when I was 7. But I'm like an awful lot of people, I think, that struggle in later years when wrong choices, wrong decisions are made. And you have to nail that down, and you have to choose your direction in life and make a decision on what you're going to do and who you're going to trust and who, like Marta said, is going to be the Lord of your life. And I went through some of those struggles, just like an awful lot of folks. But the thing that I can tell you, as I said here today, is that there's absolutely no doubt that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life.
Mm, what wonderful blessing to have that assurance. And I know from the way you've dedicated your life and work, you want that for others. You're not hoarding it to yourself. You really have a heart for others in that. Could you talk about that?
Well, it's when God finally opens an individual's eyes to where you start looking at people and you see them not just as neighbors or fellow students or acquaintances, but you come to understand that that person that you're looking in the eyes of represents an eternal being, that there is no such thing as a final death, that there's a physical death, but every person that you meet represents an eternal being that's going to spend eternity somewhere. When God puts that in your heart and you start looking at people as eternal beings, it changes the way that you approach them.
Amen. Now, with your work with the Baptist Messenger, with print services for churches and organizations, you meet a lot of people in Oklahoma and talk to a lot of churches. What are some areas of need or ministry that you think maybe we're doing a pretty good job in Oklahoma?
Well, I think that the pattern that Jesus set for us were that he actually went out and met the practical needs in the lives of people. There's so many people all around us that are hurting. Their needs are so diverse, and they're struggling in so many areas. And a lot of times it's easy for me to get so busy that you run past these things. And that's why often I have to just slow down and ask God to give me spiritual eyes to see what he wants me to see with my eyes and spiritual ears to hear what he wants me to hear when people speak to me, because I can get so consumed with my life and so consumed with the busyness of life that I miss the opportunities that God has put in front of us. But when we go out and we meet practical needs in people's lives, I believe that's the most effective ministry that we can have, because we earn the right to share Christ with them, and they're open to listening to us because we have demonstrated care and love.
I hear you talking about two things, which is seeing people, going outside our walls to meet them, and then also remembering Jesus in everything we do. The scriptures really hearken on that a lot. Remember Jesus. Remember Jesus. Is there a scripture in your life that has meant something a great deal to you and your family that you could leave us with?
Well, there's there's a couple of things. One is that I believe in being effective in reaching people in the state of Oklahoma and around our nation. There's a preparation that's going to have to take place in the hearts of individuals. When Jesus was being questioned by the attorney that day, that lawyer, and he asked him, what's the most important commandment? Out of all the things you've put out there for us, what's the most important thing for us to focus on? He said two things. He said, love me with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. I stopped the other day and I was thinking about how many people have I met in my life that I am personally acquainted with that really has that focus. It's not about me. It's not about position. It's not about things. But I can look at their life and I can say, that's a person that has a focus of loving God with all their heart, soul, and mind. Because loving your neighbors yourself isn't a natural thing. That's something that has to supernaturally be placed inside of you, and I don't think that you ever gain that without taking that first step of pursuing what does it really look like for me to love God with all my heart, soul, and mind. I'm not going to pick that up from somebody's teaching. I'm not going to pick that up from a series of tapes that I listen to. That's going to have to be a personal pursuit that I go after myself to discover what does that really look like to love God more than I love myself, because I'm the biggest problem that I have in my life. And I believe that Jesus in his answer challenged us to make that the pursuit. He finished off that statement by saying, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. I believe that what that says to me is, if you don't get that right, you're going to struggle with an awful lot of things in your spiritual life. And so when we think about reaching outside of our walls and really ministering to people, I think that God's just waiting for us to do the preparatory work so that he can place us in a position where it's just a natural thing for us to go out and make a difference in people's lives. But we're never going to love our neighbors like we love ourselves, which is pretty deep when you really stop and think about it, until we really go on a pursuit of falling in love with Jesus more than we love ourselves or things or position or anything you want to throw out there. Years ago, I memorized a portion of Psalm 1 that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the way of sinners, or sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on in that he meditates day and night. I mean, that consumes him. I think about that, being consumed with that, and then the promise of God blessing that, just being consumed with God and his desire and his law and what he has taught us. He goes on to say that then you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in a season. That's the desire of all of our heart. And our leaves won't wither when the difficult times come. And what we put our hands to is going to prosper. And that passage of scripture is real, real special to me.
That's just about my favorite, too. And Rob, it's easy to see how you could fill a pulpit and call us to action. And I've worked with you for a number of years and just been blessed by that relationship. Rob, thank you for coming on Messenger Insight and sharing some of your experience and insight into what you really see God calling us to do. I want to thank each of my colleagues, Marta Elisa, Jeremy Davis, and now Rob Miller, for really challenging us to think about how Oklahoma Baptists could be more effective. For more information about the Baptist General Convention, visit bgco.org. And thank you again for listening.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.